We have to speak the truth in love, and we need to pull people in, not drive them away. You know, movements are moving toward a goal by definition. And there's all kinds of movements taking place out there. And we need to oppose movements that are dangerous and destructive. But it's also incumbent upon us to love those who are in the movement. And we need to show them Jesus' love, but we need to understand that these individuals are caught up in a movement that they've been snared. They've been caught in the trap of the evil one, and many of them don't even understand what the movement is. And so Congress right now, at this moment, has before it a bill that's called the Respect for Marriage Act, which in essence, it says that, and if it be, and when it is passed, and it's going to be passed because it's got 62 people in favor of it. It's went to the House, it started in the House, went to the Senate, goes back to the House, and then they vote on it. And when it becomes law, it will make same-sex marriage the law of the land. And same-sex marriage is now taking place in all 50 states. to the comparison of what God's word teaches, because if his word has not changed your thinking and your behavior, or if the pull of the world seems irresistible to you and you just keep giving into it time after time after time, then you need to make some changes. And you need to make new priorities and make new friends and take action to apply God's word, because James 1:22 says, don't just listen to God's word. You must do Just because you have a preacher or a teacher, it's no guarantee of getting true Bible teaching. And you can identify a false teacher from an authentic Bible teacher simply by measuring what they say with what God's Word says. The Apostle John in 1 John 4:1 says to test the spirits. Beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits to see whether they are from God. For many false prophets have gone out into the world. So people say, well, how do you test the spirits? And what does that even mean? 2:8 says, for by grace you were saved.